WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. We're diving deep into a topic that's more relevant than ever. How to weave mindfulness into the fabric of your everyday life. You know, it's so easy to get caught up in a whirlwind, right? Emails, deadlines, social media life can feel like one big to-do list. But what if I told you there's a way to navigate this chaos with more calm, clarity, and even joy? Sound too good to be true? Don't worry, we're not talking about hours of meditation on a mountaintop, though that sounds pretty awesome. Mindfulness is actually all about bringing your full attention to the present moment without judgment. It's about noticing those little things, the warmth of your coffee, the scent of fresh air, even the feeling of your feet on the ground. It's about truly experiencing life instead of just going through the motions. So, how do we actually do this? First up, become a conscious observer. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media and suddenly realize hours have flown by? That's your mind on autopilot. Take a step back. Pay attention to what's happening right now, your senses, your thoughts, your emotions. Even just a few seconds of focused awareness can make a difference. Second, breathe. Seriously, it's the most accessible mindfulness tool ever. When you feel stressed or overwhelmed, take a few deep breaths. Inhale slowly through your nose, hold for a moment, and exhale fully through your mouth. This simple act can calm your nervous system and bring you back to center. Next, find joy in the mundane. Ever looked at your morning coffee with genuine appreciation? That's it. Find moments of beauty and gratitude in everyday activities, washing dishes, taking a walk, listening to music. You'd be surprised how much richness there is right under our noses. Speaking of walks, let's talk about nature. It's like a built-in mindfulness booster. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and soak in the sights and sounds around you. Trees, flowers, birds, and it's all a reminder that we're part of something bigger than ourselves. Finally, practice digital detox. Give yourself breaks from screens, social media, news, emails, anything that drains your energy or pulls you away from the present moment. Use this time to connect with yourself, loved ones, or simply enjoy some quiet reflection. Ever get caught in a loop of negative thoughts? You know, those what-ifs and I should haves. It's so easy to get bogged down. But what if I told you that mindfulness can help us break free from those mental traps? Imagine this. You're walking through the park and suddenly a wave of anxiety washes over you. Your mind races with thoughts about work deadlines and upcoming bills. Instead of letting those worries consume you, you take a deep breath, acknowledge the feeling, and gently shift your focus to your surroundings. You notice the vibrant colors of the flowers, the gentle rustling of leaves, the warmth of the sun on your skin. By bringing your attention back to the present moment, you create space between yourself and your thoughts, allowing them to pass without clinging to them. Mindfulness isn't about erasing our emotions or pretending everything is perfect. It's about accepting what is with kindness and curiosity, and choosing how we respond. It's about cultivating a sense of inner peace that allows us to navigate the ups and downs of life with more grace and resilience. So, what are you waiting for? Start small. Take 5 mindful breaths each morning. Pay attention to your senses during a meal. Walk barefoot on the grass. These little moments of presence can have a profound impact on your well-being. Remember, mindfulness isn't a destination, it's a journey. There will be days when you feel more present than others. That's okay. Just keep practicing, keep showing up for yourself, and celebrate the small victories along the way. Don't forget to share your mindful moments with me on social media using the hashtag #MentalFortitudeDaily. Let's inspire each other to live with more intention and joy. Until next time, stay strong, stay present, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.